Welcome to this week's Torah Tidbits, Moonlight Shir, Parshas Tazria, Parshas HaChodesh. I apologize that I missed the last 2 weeks, but let's pick it up with two thoughts, one on Parshas HaChodesh and one on Parshas Tazria, and see if we can try to connect them like we did a few weeks ago on Zayin Adar. So, first of all, it's interesting to note that the language in the pasuk in Parshas HaChodesh is HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim, that this month is for you. Typically, we translate it as the head of the months, but the Shlo HaKadosh used to say a certain play on words. He would say HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim. This entire month is a month of Rosh Chodeshes, meaning that the month of Nisan, which starts amidst Hashem this Shabbos. The month of Nisan itself, each one has a din of Rosh Chodesh. And Chazal tell us that Rosh Chodesh has a very strong power for a person to daven for that month. So therefore, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a person has amazing abilities to daven for the things that he wants. To daven for redemption, for daven for parnasa, to daven for all the good things that a person needs throughout the year. We have, instead of having one day of Rosh Chodesh, we have 30 days of Rosh Chodesh in the month of Nisan, and a person should try to take advantage of that. There are several very famous things about why the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people was HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, and what this idea of the new month, the whole idea of Rosh Chodesh, that the moon disappears and comes back, why is that such an important thing for the Jewish people? It's given over to Beis Din. Beis Din gets to decide when it's Rosh Chodesh, and Beis Din has a lot of power there as far as picking, is this day Rosh Chodesh or not? And it can change things like what day we fast Yom Kippur, what day we don't eat chametz, based on Beis Din's declarations. So there's a famous story that everybody knows, just briefly say that when Hashem created the world, He created two large bodies in the Shemayim to provide light, the sun and the moon. And the moon complained that we can't have two rulers, so Hashem minimized the moon. And the moon was very upset about this. The moon said, why am I getting minimized? And as a consolation, Hashem gave the moon the stars, so that the moon would shine, and it would shine together with the stars. And the question is asked by Rav Yitzchak of Varka. He asked this question. He said, "Why did that help the moon?" The moon's issue was that the moon's initial complaint was there can't be two rulers. Obviously, what he wanted was for him to be the ruler. The sun is then made the ruler. The sun is made the bigger luminary in the sky. And the moon is still minimized. So now Hashem gave him like helpers, like stars to help him. But how does that really respond to the moon's complaint? The moon's complaint was, why I should be bigger than the sun. That's what I wanted. So Rav Yitzchak of Varka explained that what happens is by nature, people, and we see this is true of the moon also, compare ourselves to others. It's a natural thing that people compare themselves to others. And when we see that everybody else around us is bigger than us, it makes us feel very, very small. If we were then to notice somebody who's smaller than us, it makes us feel better. What Hashem was saying to the moon was, listen, the way that this worked out, you had to be made smaller than the sun, whether that was a punishment for you or that's just the way that the world had to be created, but you had to be made smaller. I can't change that for the time being, for the next few thousand years. You have to be smaller than the sun. But I understand that when you look around the sky and the only other thing you see is the sun and it's bigger than you, it makes you feel very small. Therefore, I'm going to add stars that look smaller than you. From your perspective, the stars look smaller. From the Earth's perspective, the stars look smaller. And then you'll feel better about yourself. You won't feel like you're the smallest body in Shemayim. And we see that this is a legitimate way of thinking from someone no less great than Rabbi Akiva. When we know that everybody knows the story that when Rabbi Akiva married the daughter of Kalba Savua, Rachel, the daughter of Kalba Savua, Kalba Savua disowned him. Kalba Savua was a very, very wealthy man, the wealthiest man in Israel, and he disowned his daughter for marrying this Amaretz Rabbi Akiva. And so they went, and they were very, very poor, and they were living on straw beds. Rabbi Akiva and his wife were living on very straw beds. And the Gemara tells us, the Gemara Nedarim tells us that one day it was Eliyahu Hanavi, but it looked like an Ani came to the door, and he said, the Ani, Eliyahu Hanavi said, you know, my wife just gave birth, and we don't have any straw. And Rabbi Akiva said to his wife, look, there are people who don't even have any straw. So even though after that story, Rabbi Akiva and his wife were no less poor than they were minutes before, yet somehow there's a certain nechama in that, that you don't have, that there are other people, that it's not, you don't have it the worst. It's not as bad. It could be worse. The it could be worse gives people a certain consolation. And based on this, the Ben Ish Chai used to say that when it comes to, he quoted from Musar Sfarim, that when it comes to spiritual matters, when it comes to Ruchnias, and a person is trying to work on himself to be better, to learn more, to daven better, so then he should think about people that are better than him. He should think about tzaddikim, think about people who are greater than him, and that will inspire him to improve. But when it comes to Gashmias, when it comes to material things, he should always consider people who have less than him. There's always somebody who has less, and he will be happy with his with what he has, and he won't be so upset about the things that he's missing. Matter of fact, I remember always growing up as a kid, my grandmother always used to say to us, there's plenty of people who have more than you, but there's also plenty of people who have less than you, and it's up to you to decide which ones you want to focus on. On this idea of the Ben Ish Chai, that when it comes to Ruchnius, a person should look to those who have more than him, but Rav Meilich Biederman points out that a person, that's in limited times or at the right times when a person's trying to work on himself. But a person also has to let himself feel good about his ruchnius, right? A person can't constantly beat himself up. So even this trick that we said to use by physical matters, to look at people who have less, we should also use that by spiritual matters. When a person's down on himself, or he doesn't feel like, or he's tried something, he tried learning and it's not working, or he meant to get up earlier for davening and he slept late. So he says a person should also, he should look at the people who are greater than him and push himself to become like them, but he also has to give himself a little bit of a chizuk and say, there are plenty of people who know less Torah than I know, there are plenty of people who don't daven with a minyan like I do, there are plenty of people who don't do this chesed that I do. Whatever a person does do, he can look at a little bit, not to become arrogant, not to become egotistical that he's better than them, but to remind himself, because sometimes the Yetzer Hara tries to tell us when we do something we shouldn't have done, we do an Avera, or we missed an opportunity for a mitzvah, the Yetzer Hara tries to tell us, oh, you're terrible, just give up already. So it's also important that, yes, we should look at the people greater than us to know where we're headed, but we should also remember that we have accomplished, that we have gotten to a better place, and there are other people who are not yet there. There are people, there are millions of Jews in the world who don't know what Shabbos is. So the fact that we're keeping Shabbos, that's something that we can be proud of, and that should give us chizuk. Now going back to Parshas Tazria, so Parshas Tazria spends most of the Parsha talks to us about the tzaras, this affliction of tzaras, typically was always translated as leprosy. It's probably not leprosy, it's something else, but it's an affliction that can affect one's house, one's clothing, one's body. And the parasha tells us a lot about it, and it continues talking about it in next week's parasha. And in next week's parasha, one of the things that the Metzora has to do as part of his purification process, it says in the pasuk at the beginning of next week's parasha, pasuk tes v'hoya bayam ashvi yigalach es kol sa'ori es roisha v'esakona. He has to shave off all of his hair, off of his head, off of his beard. V'es gabas einav. He has to shave off his eyebrows. Okay, and the pasuk goes on. That's one part of the purification process. So the question is asked, Why is it that he has to shave his head? What's so important about shaving his head that the Metzora has to do? So we know that the Tzaras was afflicted a person because of the sin of Lashon Hara and Rechilas, right? Because a person spoke badly of another person. And as we mentioned in this week's Light of Emunah, the only reason we talk badly about other people, it comes from kinna, comes from jealousy usually, right? I'm jealous of somebody, or it's a way of making myself feel good. But what it is it's a lack of emunah. Because if I truly believed that everything Hashem gives me is custom tailored for me, and everything Hashem gives my next door neighbor is customly tailored for him, there's no such thing as jealousy. And if I saw something bad in my friend, I would say, okay, that's his issue that he has to deal with Hashem. Why would I talk about it? I have no business talking about it. If I had pure emunah, the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that Hashem says, I created so many hairs on each person's head. Each one has its own pore, right? If two hairs would grow out of the same pore, it'd be a problem. So the same way, I gave each person exactly what he needs. So the Ben Ish Chai says Now, when a person has a full head of hair, so he doesn't realize, it's not so clear. If you look at somebody with a full head of hair, it's not so clear that each hair has its own pore, each hair has its own root. But when you shave your head, if a person shaves his head, then you could see all the little dots on his head, and he realizes that each hair had its own space. So the Ben Ish Chai pointed out, the hair is a lesson. If a person spoke Lashon Hara and he got tzaras, that means you were too focused on the full head of hair. You forgot the message that each hair has its own pore. If you forgot that message, you have to shave your head to remind yourself of that message, that you were sitting there jealous of your neighbor and that's why you spoke Lashon Hara about him, but because you forgot that each of you have your own pore, that Hashem is custom tailoring each person's situation. We have to remind ourselves that just like each hair has its own pore, each person has his own direct channel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nobody can take away from anybody else. So there's absolutely no reason to be jealous, and there's absolutely no reason to speak badly about anybody. And I think we can tie these two thoughts together, this idea that the Ben Ish Chai said by Parsha Chodesh, which is that you should, in spirituality, in Ruchnias, you should look to people who are bigger than you. Except when you need chizuk, then you could look to people who are lower than you. When it comes to materialism, we should always look to people who have less than us. And this idea of the Metzora shaving his head to remind us that nobody can take from the other. And they're very, very connected. Because the truth is that the trick of the Ben Ish Chai to look at people who have less than us really shouldn't be so necessary. But what it is a reminder. What happens is we look at somebody who has more than us and we start to say, oh yeah, I wish I had that. I wish I had his car. I wish I had his house, right? But so the Ben Ish Chai tells us, stop and look like the moon did at the stars. There are people who are much worse off than you are. But really what that reminder is, everybody has their own set of circumstances. You like to look at the person who has more than you. Even that person has issues that you don't have. You're not looking at the full thing. Remember, you have your own pore on the head, just like he does and just like the other one does. The one who has more than you and the one who has less than you, nothing has to do with you. So you choose to look at one good thing you see in a person, in another person's life, and you decide you want to be jealous. You're forgetting about all the people who have less, and even that person himself who has areas where he has less than you. And you're forgetting that you're only focused should be on your channel to Hashem and what He gives you, and that we can connect these two. And hopefully, as we start off with the Shla, we could use this Chodesh of Nisan to directly connect to Hashem, to not worry about what everybody else has, to get rid of jealousy and Lashon Hara, and to only focus on what we need to work on and what Hashem wants from us and what Hashem is giving us. And with that, a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.